Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. The Areas of Natural Constraint Scheme, known as ANCs, which replace the Disadvantaged Areas Scheme, is very important for many Donegal farmers. ANCs are divided into mountain areas, severely handicapped and less severely handicapped areas. The scheme provides payments on a per hectare basis for those farming from these areas. Well, currently there's a review underway. These areas cover some 75% of the country, so it's a big issue. A number of local meetings are now being planned, and I've been speaking with Henry O'Donnell, Vice Chairperson of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association in the Northwest, about the ANC scheme, which he says, in effect, is a payment to compensate for increased costs of production due to poor land. He began by telling me why there's a campaign underway.
We're ramping up our campaign for a fair distribution of the ANC payment, which, as you know, is being reviewed at the moment with a view to paying it out differently in 2018. We feel this is a huge issue for farmers, our members, and for farmers in Donegal especially, because there's a real opportunity here for farmers to actually get this payment reinstated back to where it belongs. We have a very simple campaign. We want the area of natural constraint payment paid where the most constraint is. And it's very simple. That's our message. And we feel that if we can get farmers out to make some noise, we will get changes in the new system to make it more fair.
Now, without raising people's hopes too much, being realistic, I mean, what sort of monetary value typically do you think could come about if things go well?
Well, what we're actually looking for, if you look at the figures and look at the actual constraints, what we're saying is that the area with the most constraints, there is a precedent there where that farmer's payment could actually be doubled, maybe even slightly more. Now, that's what the scheme allows, and that's a kind of the increase that we're talking about. Now, there's a new map being produced, which we haven't been able to see it yet. The Department of Agriculture is working on it. Now, we're quite happy that that map will actually show the areas of most constraint, and there's a great case there for those farmers to get an increased payment, because at the moment, there's almost no difference between the payment a farmer gets in the least constrained area as against the farmer in the most constrained area. Everybody's basically getting the same, and that is not the idea of the payment. And we need to get back to some reality on it. So we need farmers to come out, firstly to find out what's actually going on, and secondly, hopefully, to come in behind us and support us.
Now, later on this evening, you have the first of your meetings in the Mulroy Woods Hotel in Milford, and then you've a couple more meetings in the pipeline.
Yeah. We started this campaign, actually, sort of last November with regional meetings. Now, we're completing a round of regional meetings. As you say, tonight we're at 8 o'clock, we're in the Mulroy Woods Hotel. Next Tuesday, the 17th, we're in Harkins Bar in Broca. And then on Thursday, the 19th, we're in the Sleeve League Bar in Carrick in Glencolumbkill. Now, that concludes the smaller regional information meetings, if you like. But what we're doing then to culminate all this is on the 3rd of February, Friday the 3rd of February, we're having a huge rally in Letterkenny where we're going to have the MEPs in the region to come along and tell us the perspective from Brussels on this payment. And we've invited all the county TDs to stand up before us and say, what are they willing to do for us to reinstate this payment? So we're hoping it's going to be a huge event, and we're asking all farmers to come out, as I said, to find out what's going on and to support us. And I would ask farmers to come out in big numbers and to bring their neighbours with them, because we have to show that we're serious looking for this payment to be reinstated. So we're looking forward to a great crowd coming to that.
And one of the challenges in a situation like this, I suppose, is to ensure that you can relay to members and people who maybe aren't members the most up-to-date information. So all the time you're constantly trying to get an update from the department.
Very much so. We have the bones of the new scheme, and on the face of it, it sounds much fairer than what has been in the past. It's important for farmers to realise this is a totally new scheme, and there is scope there to do this properly. And what we need to do with our politicians is to let them see that they can't just pick a party line which possibly discriminates against farmers in Donegal, that they're going to have to listen to the people that actually vote for them. And that's why we need people out in such big numbers, Chris, that to put weight behind us, to see that we're serious about this, and that the politicians actually have to act on this if they want support from the farming community going forward.
And of course, more money in the pockets means more money circulating in local communities, and that's vital in rural areas.
Definitely. There's been a lot of decline in rural areas. And the good news is that, as far as Brussels is concerned, they instigated the review of the ANC payment because they're not happy with the way it's paid at the moment. They want it paid to farmers who are farming on the hills and on poorer marginal land in general. And they know that's where the ANC payment money is. And maybe just to put it out there, we're not looking for more money in the pot. The money is actually there in the budget. What we're looking for is it to be properly distributed. And as I say, we have a great campaign, because what we're looking for is just so obvious, and we're so well justified that this money is ours. It was ours in the past. It has been diluted and spread out over the whole country, even in areas where there's actually no constraints. And we need this sorted, and that's the message we need to get across.
Now, you did have a delegation that met the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Agriculture before Christmas. How useful an exercise was that?
It was very useful to get our point across. We covered a number of areas, the review of the ANC being one of them, and we laid down our proposals as to what needs to be done. We also talked to them about some of the problems farmers are having with farm inspections and that type of thing, and that's a huge ongoing debate, and hopefully we will get some progress on it. But these things tend to move very slowly, Chris, but we need to keep at it and keep it to the forefront for the people that can actually make decisions to do something about it.
And what about inspections and appeals? They've been thorny issues in the last couple of years.
Very much so. A farm inspection is now the most daunting event in a farmer's calendar in the year. And we feel that shouldn't be the case, that farmers, by and large, do their best to comply with all complex regulations that's thrown at them. And we feel that these inspections seem to be taken as an opportunity to penalise farmers, whereas in reality, there really should be an opportunity to further educate farmers on what their responsibilities are. And the department really should be working with farmers in these difficult times to try and help them to comply and not be looking for opportunities to penalise them. Farming is difficult enough without an added problem with farm inspections. And there's so many rules and regulations. It's quite difficult, especially for older farmers, to actually keep on top of it.
Now, you might be able to just update us also about, there was a little bit of controversy about the whole issue of planning for fences in rural areas and what sort of hoops you had to go through. Has that been resolved?
That is still ongoing. It's actually quite topical at the moment, because at the moment the Department of Agriculture have started to issue approvals for grant applications for fencing. And it is coming up on some of the applications that farmers have, possibly on designated land, where the department's coming back and saying that farmers have to have planning permission before they can approve a TAMS grant for them. Now, it does seem to have been clarified slightly that where farmers are replacing an existing fence on designated land, there's no issue. But there is a huge issue where a farmer wants to fence on designated land where no fence has been there before. Now, we have highlighted this with Heather Humphreys, and she has promised to look at it, but as of yet, we have no progress on that, and we're waiting to hear back from her. But it's getting to be more of a contentious issue now that farmers are availing of the TAMS grant scheme to actually do some fencing.
And finally, Henry O'Donnell, Vice Chairperson of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association here in the Northwest. You're a relatively young farming organisation. Last year, really, the first full year of operation. And membership, I'm sure, is vital, as it is to any organisation. Are you pleased with the number of people who have come on board? Because, let's face it, I mean, there are a number of farming organisations out there, and many people are of the belief that where possible, it's good to have a united voice, and the more clout, the better.
We would be delighted with progress there, Chris. What we have actually found, we realised we actually had a problem where there's so many farmers wanting to join the organisation that what we had been doing up to now was we had volunteers collecting membership. For 2017, we have actually set up a system where we have a number of individuals in the county actually employed to collect membership, because we simply weren't getting to farmers on a voluntary basis. So we're really ramping up that, because at the end of the day, for departments and ministers and politicians to take us seriously, we have to have a big membership base. And what we have found, Chris, they're just there for us to go and collect. It's just putting the mechanics in place to actually do that. And I would like to take the opportunity maybe to apologise to farmers that we haven't actually reached yet to collect their membership from them, but they can take it that we're on our way, and we have plans in place now that we'll get that whole area tightened up.
And the counties that you'd be strongest in, obviously Donegal, Sligo, Mayo, where else?
Well, you really can take on the whole Western Seaboard. Like I mentioned, our big rally in Letterkenny, that's only one of a series of five national meetings. Letterkenny happens to be the first. We're going all the way down to Kerry, and we're hoping when we get these five that we will probably add to that again, but that's as far as we have planned at the moment. So there's a lot of farmers out there very interested in what we're doing and really waiting to come on board, so it's exciting times.
And the big ticket item for you really is the Areas of Natural Constraint scheme. And from what you've said, you're cautiously optimistic for a better return for many Donegal farmers.
I think so. I think there has to be. And as I said at the start, we are so adamant that it's an area of natural constraint payment. Well, it has to be paid on the basis of how much of a constraint each farmer has. It's very simple. That's the idea of what Brussels has introduced. There's no reason whatsoever why that shouldn't be implemented, so we look forward to that.
Henry O'Donnell, Vice Chairperson of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association. And just time for a number of other items of farming news. The IFA is on the lookout for a new development officer to cover Donegal and also Monaghan. Davy Keith, who has stood down from the demanding post after 9 years there, well, he's now looking for pastures new. From the Shetland Islands, he worked in Clonlea Co-op prior to taking up the position. The deadline for applicants for the IFA Development Officer post was last Friday, and the IFA will be anxious to fill the important position as soon as possible. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish Davy every success in whatever new venture he pursues. Well, the IFA Rural Development Chairman Joe Brady has called on the Minister for Agriculture, Michael Creed, to ensure that all 10,000 farmers awaiting GLAS payments receive those payments immediately. Mr. Brady said that these farmers have incurred significant costs in compliance with the scheme through a combination of planner fees and actions to comply with, and farmers are significantly out of pocket as a result of the delays. Meanwhile, Chagos is running a series of forestry advisory clinics throughout 2017 to facilitate as many farmers and other landowners as possible. The first series of these clinics took place this week, with the Donegal meeting being held in Balbuffet last night. According to Stephen Mahon, forest advisor with Chagos, the current forestry programme offers very attractive payments to all landowners. He's advising people to contact their Chagos forestry advisor, who will provide them with independent and objective advice to enable them to make an informed decision. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices: steer-based €3.80 a kilo, heifers €3.90 a kilo, bulls €3.70 to €3.90 a kilo. Cow prices stronger at €3 to €3.45 a kilo. And on to the sheep prices. Well, trade is stable. Factories paying €4.75 a kilo. Some top prices of €4.80 a kilo to 23 kilos. Ewes €2.50 to €2.70 a kilo. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. From me, Chris Ashmore. Until next week, goodbye.